who first inspired you to love music?
Well, I have two wonderful, well, many, many mentors. Two mentors come to mind immediately. Perhaps my father, who was a wonderful singer. We had music in our home all the time, and he taught me a great love of expressive singing. And then specifically for children's choral work, I would say a woman who's not terribly well known. Her name is Florine Eitzen. She was the conductor of a children's choir in Colorado that I was the accompanist for a number of years. And I was so inspired by her work and her respect of children that I'm glad that my career track allowed me to continue to learn more.
I'm going to ask you a little bit closer to the mic for me, if you would. And when you say her respect of children, what's one thing you remember very best about your experience working with her that illustrates that?
Well, she was the consummate educator. She was patient with children, but she also had a high respect for what they could achieve. So she, demanding might be too strong a word, but she had high expectations for them. And because of her nurturing nature, they really sang beautifully for her.
Did you believe at the time that you were working with her you would be in a position like she's in today?
I never did. In fact, when the board of directors came to me and asked if I would be the artistic director for LACC, I said, well, I don't know if I can do this, but I'd like to give it a try. And now, 15, 16, 17 years later, I enjoy it as much as the very first days.
What do you remember very best about those very first days when you were artistic director? And if I understand correctly, that means you're responsible for the whole thing, the vision, the education, and the way it grows, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of different streams of the organization, and I'm grateful to have some opportunities to help in every respect. In my early tenure, I remember feeling a great deal of responsibility. I love children, and I think experiences that they have when they're young must be challenging and nurturing. It must, the context should uphold them as individuals and yet help them learn how to work together as a team. So I remember those early days being a little bit concerned, but wanting certainly to set an environment in which the children could grow and feel confident and feel cared for.
What were some of the things that you did to make that environment happen?
Well, I think they taught me how to do that. That's one of the great things of working with children is trying to get inside their minds to see how could I teach this concept in a way that will make sense to them and open their eyes and their brains and their souls to new ways of exploring certain things. So I still say they're my greatest teacher.
That sounds like a very fun experience, you teaching them and them teaching you.
It's reciprocal, certainly.
What was interesting to see about LA Children's Chorus is that a lot of the children that you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of the children that you're working with do not have a lot of musical background or training when you first get them.
It's true. We do have some children who've had maybe some piano lessons or violin lessons and some who have sung in a choir in their school or maybe in their church. But it's not a prerequisite when we audition the children, and it's audition mostly because we don't have a lot of space at our current facility. We're really looking for children who have a healthy voice, first and foremost, a good ear, a keen ear, so they can really hear and sing in the center of the pitch. And the third quality is just a curiosity to learn and a willingness to learn. So I think most children have those capabilities.
When you get the child with those capabilities, what are the steps to take him or her from where they are right then to being able to sing anything from Duke Ellington to opera is what I've seen the children's chorus do?
We try to set up sequential learning and sequential performance opportunities for the children. So our earliest training division works on simple things like getting a beautiful supportive breath for the voice, relaxing the voice so it can sound beautiful, repertoire that's accessible for younger children but yet beautiful poetry. And then the next steps are just challenges in learning how to sing in harmony. The second entry-level choir sings in two parts, and by the time I'm working with the children, they're singing in 4 to 6 to 8 parts. They learn how to sing contemporary music, everything from Philip Glass. Next week, we have 3 children down at LA Philharmonic singing a very contemporary French piece. Two tunes, maybe I grew up with, the Beatles, you know, everything. We want them to have a wide experience in music making.
And when you look at them online on YouTube, it looks like you had exactly that in your trip to South Africa recently. They cover just about everything.
When we travel, we love to learn pieces from where from our host country. So we did have the opportunity to learn lots of South African repertoire. But we find when we're abroad that many people want to hear American music. So we always include a lot of selections, everything from Leonard Bernstein to Duke Ellington. So they do enjoy a wide variety of contemporary music, but also some masterworks from composers, from Bach, Mozart as well.
When we come back, I would love to hear some more about your tour, especially of South Africa, because I realized that was groundbreaking. And I'm also curious, well, actually, we have just about enough time. I've been really curious because the kids are looking at videos. They'll see these singers out there. They're doing all kinds of strange stuff. How do you keep them from making mistakes that could hurt their voices in the future?
LACC puts a great emphasis on vocal health for children. We're very concerned that some techniques demand more of children than their actual physical voice can handle. So we introduce them to what we call bel canto. It's an Italian singing technique which places emphasis on relaxing the muscles of the voice rather than using them in a very overt fashion. And we hope that this will create a healthy platform for them, that when they're older and their voices are more mature, they can sing music theater, they can sing pop, they can sing gospel. But when they're younger, it's really important that they keep their voices healthy and sing with a gentle sound.